Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, so many, let me say it like this, it's unusual, it's rare for someone to realize they're in the presence of greatness. Most people don't. Because everybody down here is human like you. They don't know everything. They make mistakes. They lack knowledge. They're not right about everything. And yet, they may be a real man of God, a real woman of God, a real person of the Lord. So many, it's only after people are gone to be with the Lord. 5, 10, 20, 30 years, then they start talking about what a great person they were. But the people that were around them when they were living treated them like a fixture. Because all they saw was flesh. And they weren't spiritual enough to discern the gift in their midst. Look in Mark 6. Mark 6. This happened with Jesus Himself. If people that lived with Jesus for years could decide He's worth nothing and unimportant, then certainly can happen today with any of us. In Mark 6, verse 1, Jesus went out from there. He came to His own country. Now His own country, He went home. This is where He grew up. This is His stomping grounds. And His disciples follow Him. Verse 2, He went the Sabbath day. When it was come, He began to teach in the synagogue. Now this is His home church. This is where He grew up, His home synagogue. Many hearing Him were astonished, and not in a good way. They said, "From whence has this man these things? What wisdom is this which is given to him?" Now this man is a little bit lost from Greek to English to or Aramaic. We'd probably say it like this, this guy, this man, this guy. It's a disrespectful term. What wisdom is given to this guy, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judah, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were what? Offended at him. Not blessed, offended. Do you believe he's doing a bad job speaking today?
No.
No way, no how. Is something good coming out of him?
Yes.
Were they excited about hearing a good word?
No.
They're standing there looking at him going, who does he think he is? Hey, did you forget we know who you are? Stand up saying he's anointed. That's Joseph's boy. You know, they fix plow stocks and chairs and stuff. And my brother works with his sister down there at the co-op. And who does he think he is? Oh, he's anointed. These scriptures in Isaiah apply to you. We know who you are. I said, yeah, my auntie changed his diaper when he was a little baby. They despised him, didn't they? Can you see this, friends? If it's possible to be around Jesus and all you see is flesh and don't see the greatness of God, certainly be possible to be around any of his brothers or sisters. Can we have some discernment? So that we're not like blind, lost people, that we could realize that it's not just our husband, it's not just our wife, it's not just our kids or grandkids, not just mom, not just dad. There's more to them than meets the eye. You believe it or not? There's more to them than what you see on the outside. Is that what they were saying? Well, it's just Jesus, Joseph's boy. It's just him. Oh, friend, let this register on you. Is that a disrespectful term?
Yes.
It's only them. It's just them. It's just Papa. It's just Mama. It's just Bob. It's just Susie. It's just Jesus. But notice what happened. Or rather, what didn't happen.
That's right.
What's the next verse? Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house." In other words, he said, prophets are respected, and they are honored, but not at home. Not in your hometown, not among your kin folks. Why? Because they know you. Or at least they think. They think they know you. Because they see you from the outside, and carnal folks, all they see is the natural side. There are other towns he went to, and the whole town turned out. And they had miracles, and they had amazing things happen. But here at home, the service is dead. Jesus is preaching, and the service is dead. There's no flow. There's no excitement. And in essence, they shut him down. Someone said, "Oh, no, no, Brother Keith, they couldn't shut Jesus down." They shut him down. Their disrespect shut him down. Not everywhere, but there. Keep reading. Verse 5. He what? He decided not to. Huh? He chose not to. No. He what? He could there do no mighty work. What does that mean? Could not. Yeah. Was not able. Why? Because he didn't want to? He never changes. He's always the healer. He's always the deliverer. He's always the Savior. Everywhere. Everybody. But these people shut him down. He could there do no mighty work save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. The implication is a few people with headaches and stomach problems and a swelled toe got healed. But the blind eyes weren't opened. And the deaf ears and the paralyzed didn't walk. They did in other cities. They did in other towns. Why? Same Jesus both places. Same word, same message. Same Holy Ghost. What's the difference? Help me out. What's the difference? This place respects. This place does not. This place honors. Having traveled quite a bit over the last 20, 30 years, I've been to places where they forgot you were coming. Thank God, not many. Places where they left me and Phyllis at the airport for half a day and then show up and go, "Oh, you're here today." And those places, my friend, are hard. Because if the preparation hasn't been done in the natural, you can know it has not been done spiritually either. The faith and the prayer is not there. Hard. Hard. Why? And you go to other places and preach the same thing, and it's glorious. 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 And people say, "Well, you're just wanting people to make a big deal out of you." I absolutely do not want people to make a big deal out of me. But if people respect God, they'll respect the one He sent.
That's
right. It works that way.
Yes.
Didn't He say, "If you receive the one I send, you receive me. And if you receive me, you receive the one who sent me."
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
So it's not about making a big deal out of flesh and blood and men and women. It's about making a big deal out of God, out of His Word, His gifts, His ministries. And if God says He picked them and He sent them and they're the ones He's using for today, that ought to be good enough for you. You ought to be on board with both hands and both feet going, well, if He's good enough for you, He's good enough for me. If you reject the cup, you don't get the contents. If you reject the cup, you don't get the contents. Now, you think about a man starving for water in the desert. And somebody offer him a great big old cup full of cool, clear water. And the man's starving, his lips are parched and his tongue is swelled up and sticking out, and he's going, oh, water, water. And so they offer it to him and he says, nah, I don't like man cups. No, I don't like women cups. I don't drink from women cups, no. I don't like white cups. I don't drink from white cups. I don't like black cups, no. I don't like young cups. I don't like old cups. Well, die. What can you say? I reckon you're gonna die. Because you don't like God's choice of cup. If you like the water, you are glad to see the cup. Can you see this, friends? And it's not about the quality of the cup. Jesus is as high quality cup as they come. And God is endeavoring to give them living water through the greatest cup that has ever been made, the Master Himself. And they looked at Him and they said, we don't want carpenter cups, Joseph boy cups. No. I don't know who you think you are, standing up there saying you're anointed, God's using you today, but we don't accept it. And the Bible said He couldn't do any mighty things there. Couldn't. And as powerful as the Word is and was in Jesus, as powerful as the Spirit of God was on Him, this disrespect was strong enough to stop it. I know we don't even like hearing that, but it's the truth. And if disrespect would stop Jesus' anointing and ministry, certainly the servant's not above his master. And any ministry around today can be stopped and shut down by disrespect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me